Hey everyone, this is your and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal right there, bringing a brand new episode for our podcast, Astrophysicast. Yes, we've changed the name. I think you've already seen because, we are bringing up our website and frankly, the domain wasn't available for this name, and this name is so common, astrophysics, because it's been in subject. And that is what I had to change the name. I extremely apologize. I sincerely apologize for, everything. But, for the matter of fact that it's just impossible to change the name in all of the episodes. But still, I've changed the name on all of the social media platforms and wherever the podcast is located. And next year amazement, we are now very active on YouTube as well, so you can join our YouTube community with the same name, Astrophysicast. But we are not, we are not uploading videos, we are just uploading audio section only with a custom thumbnail. We are just uploading audios, so if you are expecting a video or a detailed video type of thing, that's not present on YouTube. On YouTube as well, we are just recording uploading the audio. There's nothing very special on YouTube, but still just an increment in the number of platforms, right? Yeah, so I sincerely apologize that I've not been doing, we have started our journey with the season 3rd, and after that the first episode of that we did with Molly Wells, I got a bit busy, and I wasn't able to find the content, and this thing was that I apologize for, so I'm so sorry. But now we are today getting to understand with a very, very fresh topic, and that's really interesting. So I'd be slow throughout in this episode. I think it'll extend a bit, but still I'll try to be slow, and we'll see what we can get out of it, because this term which I'm going to introduce you just in a few seconds is very new for me, and I found it interesting. Actually, there is a story behind that, that I was scrolling my Wikipedia page and I just got this term, and that just blown my mind, and I just clicked on the article, I read the article, and I found it interesting. So so for the ones who are already aware with this term, but since I'm considering all of your state of awareness in terms of astrophysics to be same as mine, so I'll be treating this term as very new and rare, but still it can be, it must be aware, you must be aware, very few listeners must be aware of this term. So I've been speaking term and term for quite long, so I'll be naming it that. So hold on, it's astrophysical jet. Yeah, that seems like a jet that flows, a fighter jet kind of things. That was the first thing that came to my mind when I saw astrophysical jet, a jet in the interstellar space, things like that. But still, it's not that, it's something completely different. So I have my Wikipedia page open. I'll read it out for you, and I don't know if I'm worth it, but yeah, I'll try to simplify it. So we are going to be very slow. So for the ones who are in a hurry, as Neil said, so they can actually speed it up, and I think there is a function of speeding it up on Spotify and some of the other platforms also, so that you can speed up if you are in a hurry. So let us get started. Astrophysical jet. So the one-liner definition for this is beam of ionized matter flowing along the axis of a rotating astronomical object. So astronomical object is obviously it's a celestial body, or maybe it's any star, galaxy, or anything. So it's a beam of ionized matter. So ionized matter means the matter not in stable state, if I'm not bad at chemistry though. Then we have an astrophysical jet is an astronomical phenomenon. So it's important that it's a phenomenon, it's not a materialistic object like astrophysical jet is a technology that we are going to develop, or it's not like that, it's just an astronomical phenomenon. So that's important to know. Where outflows of ionized matter are emitted as an extended beam along the axis of rotation. When this greatly accelerated matter in the beam approaches the speed of light, astrophysical jets become relativistic jets as they show effects from special relativity. So this is something confusing itself, but don't worry. So it is a phenomenon that basically outflows the ionized matter. So what is ionized matter? I hope you all are aware of it, and if you're not, then go out and check it, because I don't think that it's worth explaining here. So ionized matter are emitted as an extended beam along the axis of rotation. So we know for the matter of fact that black holes and a lot of astronomy stuff is rotating every time, and that there's a subtle of axis of its rotation. It's like if it's a circular object, if it's a spherical object, then drawing a tangent to it, considering it two-dimensional, would be a great idea to think of its axis. Or maybe it's tilt. I don't know what they're speaking here, but axis of rotation. So you can just consider that a jet or a kind of high speed beam is of ionized matter is flowing along the axis of an astronomical object. So that was pretty cool. Then we have, when this greatly accelerated matter in the beam approaches the speed of light. So actually when it approaches the speed of light, astrophysical jets become relativistic jets. And wherever we consider speed of light, we just refer to special relativity, because I think that is the one thing that we can refer to, because it's solely dedicated to speed of light and things like that. So yeah, as they show effects from special relativity. Yeah, I was pretty correct at this time. The formation and powering of astrophysical jets are highly complex phenomenon that are associated with many types of high energy astronomical sources. They likely arise from dynamic interactions within acceleration disks whose active processes are commonly connected with compact central objects such as black holes, neutron stars, and pulsars. Yeah, pulsars are the one. Pulsars were the one word that I was looking for from the very starting. Pulsars. So, as I said, that it's a complex phenomenon. So, I don't think that's wise to explain it here, and actually it will be difficult for me as well, so I'm so sorry. And then we have they likely arise from the dynamic interactions within acceleration decks. So I don't know what's that, and let me check just a second, what are acceleration disks? Acceleration disk is a structure formed by diffuse material in orbital motion around a massive central body. Okay, so that's event horizon for I do think that it's event horizon for a black hole. So yeah, I do think that is a structure formed by diffuse material in orbital motion around a massive central body. The central body is typically a star, friction, uneven irradiance, magnetohydrodynamic effects. Oh my god, the word magnetohydrodynamic effects and other forces induce instabilities, causing orbiting material in the disk to spiral inward towards the central body. So I do think that it's a disk of diffuse material around a central body that may be a black hole in some cases, or neutron star or pulsar, I don't know. So within acceleration disk, whose active processes are commonly connected with compact central objects such as black holes, neutron stars, and pulsars. I know that's pretty easy, to understand. Then we have one explanation is that tangled magnetic fields are organized to aim two diametrically opposite beams away from the central source by angles only several degrees wide. That's less than 1%. Okay, so that's jets may also be influenced by a general relativity effect known as frame dragging. So that's the effect of frame dragging is a effect of general relativity. So frame dragging is an effect on space-time predicted by Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. That is due to non-static stationary distributions of mass and energy. The stationary field is one that is in a steady state, but the masses causing that field may be non-static. So rotating, for instance, more generally, the subject that deals with the effects caused by mass energy currents is known as the gravito-electromagnetism, which is analogous to the magnetism of classical electromagnetism. So that's basically, on the whole, that's a phenomenon of general relativity. Right. So that so these jets are influenced on general relativity's effect of frame dragging. That was pretty easy. Then we have most of the largest and most active jets are created by supermassive black holes. SMBH as the short formers, or the, you know, the WhatsApp lingers say that in the center of active galaxies such as quasars and radio galaxies, or within galaxy clusters. Such jets can exceed millions of parsecs in length. Oh my god, that's a huge length. I literally like this thing of astronomy a lot, that, you know, these kind of words, millions of parsecs. You know, parsec is itself a very, very, very big quantity, and then we have millions of parsecs. That's huge. The vastness of space is what excites me. And I want you to tell me what excites you about astronomy. There are Instagram, and if you haven't followed our page yet, actually I had posted the article related to this on our astronomy page only, that is Astrophysicast. If you haven't checked it out yet, check it out on Instagram. And actually that page runs 3 to 4 days quick relative to the podcast episode. So I've been researching on this topic, and I've developed an article, and then now podcast is a bit late. So the episode for the podcast is a bit late. So if you haven't checked it out yet, go there and check it out. So other astronomical objects that can contain jets include catasylsmic variable stars, X-ray binaries, and gamma ray bursts. Others are associated with star forming regions, including T Tauri stars and Herbig-Haro objects. You know what Herbig-Haro objects is? I think we have discussed it in star formation with. Yeah, I do think that we have discussed it. I don't know if it's, which are caused by the interaction of jets with the interstellar medium. Bipolar outflows or jets may also be associated with protostars. So you know what protostar is, and if you don't know, check out our episode of star formation that we have collaborated with Molly Wells, and she's in PhD, and she is very, very good at star formation and kind of things. And you know, that's really informative, and I was like blank in all episode. Yeah, I'd been just a host, but she did it very well. I really appreciate her efforts. Then we have with evolved post AGB stars, planetary nebulae, and bipolar nebulae. So that was it for the basic introduction of astrophysical jet. Then we have relativistic jets, and let me narrate out it for you. Relativistic jets are beams of ionized matter accelerated close to the speed of light. Most have been observationally associated with central black holes of some active galaxies, radio galaxies, or quasars, and also by galactic stellar black holes, neutron stars, and pulsars. Beam lengths may extend between several thousand hundreds of thousands of millions of parsecs. Jet velocities when approaching the speed of light show significant effects of the special theory of relativity. For example, relativistic beaming that changes the apparent beam brightness. Massive central black hole in galaxies have the most powerful jets, but their structure and behaviors are similar to those of smaller galactic neutron stars and black holes. These SMBH systems means supermassive black holes systems are often called microcosmos and show a large range of velocities. SS-433 jet, for example, has a mean velocity of 0.26c, that means 0.26 the speed of light. Relativistic jet formation may also explain observed gamma ray bursts. Mechanism behind the composition of jets remain uncertain, though some studies favor models where jets are composed of an electrically neutral mixture of nuclear electrons and positrons, while others are consistent with the jets composed of positron and electron plasma. Trace nuclei swept up in the relativistic positron electron jet would be expected to have extremely high energy, as these heavier nuclei should attain velocity equal to the position and electron velocity. Then we have rotation as possible energy source. So that's how we are trying to get better things out of it. Then we have some of the images, see also, but no, we'll narrate out the whole Wikipedia article for you, just for you. Yes, then rotation as possible energy source. Because of the enormous amount of energy needed to launch a relativistic jet, some jets are possibly powered by spinning black holes. However, some frequency of high energy astrophysical sources with jets suggest combinations of different mechanisms indirectly identified with the energy within the associated accretion disk and X-ray emissions from the generating source. Two early theories have been used to explain how energy can be transferred from a black hole into an astrophysical jet. The one is Blanford-Zanjic process. This theory explains the extraction of energy from magnetic fields around the accretion disk, which are dragged and twisted by the spin of black hole relativistic material and then feasibly launched by the tightening of the field lines. Then we have Penrose mechanism, obviously by Roger Penrose. I'm not sure if it's by Roger Penrose, but let me check. Penrose mechanism. Energy is extracted from the rotating black hole by frame dragging, which was later theoretically proven to be able to extract relativistic particle energy and momentum, and subsequently shown to be a possible mechanism for jet formation. This effect may also be explained in terms of gravito-electromagnetism. Then we have relativistic jets from neutron stars. Jets may also be observed from spinning neutron stars. An example is pulsar IGR J110146103. Oh my god, that's huge. Which has the largest jet so far observed in the Milky Way and whose velocity is estimated at 80% the speed of light, that's 0.8c. Extra observations have been obtained, but there is no detected radio signature or accretion disk. Initially, this pulsar was presumed to be rapidly spinning, but later the measurements indicate the spin rate is only 15.9 Hz. Such a slow spin rate and lack of accretion material suggests the jet is neither rotation nor accretion powered, though it appears aligned with the pulsar rotation axis and perpendicular to the pulsar's true motion. So that was the basic info, and I think that's a quite detailed info of the astrophysical jet. But I'm so unfortunate that I cannot share the images that are very beautiful. We have very beautiful illustrations, images right here in the Wikipedia article itself. Either you can check it out by yourself, or stay tuned with us on Instagram. I'll share almost all the images related to astrophysical jets, and I'll see what all we can do related to this topic, because that's quite interesting, and that's quite Roger Penrose is you know, he's involved in this phenomenon of astrophysical jazz. That's quite interesting. So there are very less interesting phenomena like this in the astrophysics. I know that's contradictory, but yes. So that was quite interesting, and I'll share almost all of the images that are available here on Wikipedia on my Instagram page. And I'm so I sincerely apologize that I cannot share all of the images right to you through the way of podcast. And you can now check everything on Instagram, and we have podcast on various platforms. You know, and now we are active on YouTube as well, so we are expanding our reach slowly and slowly. That's all because of your support. And soon, I've created a website, just as the formalities are left to just buy a domain and link it to the website and things like that. After that, we'll create a very, very beautiful forum, and I'll invite you to that forum, and there we'll have a beautiful discussion over these topics. And believe it or not, we are going to make it very, very interesting. Just your support and everything will be done. So this was all for this episode. This has been the bonus episode. I'll soon release another episode for season third. This season first episode is already released. If you haven't heard it, it was beautiful. It was really, really beautiful. And you know, Molly did it very well, and I hope you all liked it. If you have watched it, and if you haven't watched it, go on now and watch it. Listen to it. Oh my god, watch. I'm saying watch and watch again. I mean, if you have listened to it, then it's then don't forget to share your feedback on Instagram. We have our Instagram ID as Astrophysicast, the same that we have the same name as, like, you know, the one which is on the podcast, and we have this same name on Instagram, and we'll have the website with the same name, so don't worry, we'll have just one name. And recently we have changed it, and I sincerely apologize for that, which I've already done in the starting. So this was all for this episode. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned. That's all I can say. And yeah, remember, we are soon going to release an update on the website launch, and after that we'll be creating a forum, and then you have to be active on that forum, because you know, you are the listeners, you are the supporters, and you are everything for me. Thank you very much.